When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. On the line with me are three different players today from the Syracuse Orange football program. First, you'll hear from running back Irvin Phillips. Next, you'll hear from defensive lineman, nose tackle, and defensive tackle Wayne Williams. And you'll also hear from H-back Brizzly Esteem, in that order today on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, as we get ready looking at the rest of the season for Syracuse, but also looking back on the successes, how Irvin Phillips did in his first opportunity on the offense as a true freshman running the ball, as well as Wayne Williams in his first opportunity on the field, which he had against Central Michigan along with Irvin Phillips, and Brizzly Esteem, who was a true freshman last season, who's come into this season having had experience, having gotten out there as a true freshman and made big plays, and now being someone that the offense could be leaning on a little bit throughout the season. So you will hear from each of them here on WakeUpCallDT.com, as well as your Sports DT app on the Google Play Store and the Apple Store, and on iTunes Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora podcast. I thank you for listening in, and I'm very happy to bring to you, first and foremost, Irvin Phillips. Irvin, with so much going on, with Prince getting 100 yards first game and then Adonis in the second game, you getting involved, how do you kind of define what you guys are doing in the running back room right now?
Everybody contributes, like I said, and when it's somebody's turn, they go out and we feed off each other. Everybody has something different that they do, and we just feed off each other and try to give each other advice. Whatever we see, we try to help each other out.
Did you feel like early on in the season, in your first season, that you were going to get an opportunity to get there on the offense? I mean, you got in the kicking game, but did you feel you were going to get that opportunity against Central Michigan?
I honestly did. I wanted to work as hard as I possibly could, just show the coaches my talent and camp. But I know a lot of people doubted me, so it was like I knew I had to play with a chip on my shoulder. I come up here, I got something to prove. So I came up here and tried to show the best I could.
DeAndre said that you've made it very hard for him now to figure out what he's going to do from here on out. Is it a good feeling to know that you've left that type of impression already?
Yeah, it's great. I always want to compete and do the best I can. I love competition, and I love just playing the game of football.
When I was little, the other kids were always like this. But I was always more like this.
Say ah!
My whole life, I loved taking care of people. All I wanted to do was be a nurse. But then when I went to the hospital to try to get a job, all I heard was this.
No training, no job.
I knew I was a boring caretaker, but what could I do without an education and training? Then I found Job Corps. It's for people between the ages of 16 and 24 to help you get career skills and an education. I had some bad breaks and dropped out of high school, but Job Corps didn't care. They helped me finish high school while I trained in an awesome health occupations program. Job Corps also gave me a place to stay and fed me while I finished my training. Now I've got my dream job at a clinic. They started me at $13 an hour. And now, guess what? I'm enrolled in a nursing program at a local college. I'm gonna be a nurse. Before, my life was like this. Now my career has new life.
Job Corps has announced priority enrollment for female students. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. For more information, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance. to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear, located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. After hearing from Irvin Phillips, we go to the defensive side and listen in to my conversation with Wayne Williams.
Well, the first thing I want to talk to you about is obviously once that fumble happened, you were the one with the hand on the back saying you need to keep going. Just bring me into that moment of what you were thinking in that play and how you kind of helped out your teammate to do what he needed to do.
Well, first I tried to get penetration. I was trying to throw the guard into the quarterback so I could knock it out. And then I saw Eric Kroon with the strip fumble, and I was actually sprinting over to pick it up myself. But, you know, these guys are fast back there, so he picked it up. So I'm just following along to meet him in the end zone to party, celebrate. And he just stopped. So I just like, what are you doing? I gave him the nudge. And so the guard coming to hit him too. So that was just going through the place, just football.
When you finally get the opportunity to get into a game, you've been waiting for this moment for a long time. How do you look at how you played against Central Michigan?
Central Michigan, I was limited to first and second down, and we know that they like to run the ball. So Coach Dowse just said, on first and second down, I want you to punish the guard and eat up double teams, and I think I did that.
After the game, what does Coach Dowse say to you as far as your performance? I know he's a very honest guy and critiquing. What each of you do right, wrong, what he wants to see? What did he say to you?
The first thing he said is don't go backwards. Like, I have a tendency of falling back into old ways, which I'm trying to get rid of. And he was just like, we gotta keep moving up, no steps back. So I'm just going to keep on working hard and adjusting my mindset going into practice and how I attack practice, and it does follow over the games.
Being on the field when that fumble happens, being a part of the defensive line that brought about that and then the touchdown by Hodge, what did it mean to you to be a part of that play, even though you weren't the one to pick it up and run it back, that you were obviously a catalyst with the rest of the D-line and making it happen?
It feels good. I think when I first got here, me being so isolated and just worrying about myself, I kind of got the persona of being a me guy. And if you look from high school, from my team, I'm the biggest team player you'll ever find. So being on the field at the same time that happened and getting to celebrate and congratulating Hodge, it was just a great feeling. Like, this is what I waited for a long time for, as you know.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. to look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's DreissigApparel.com. Apparel.com, the only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S Pizzeria. .com. Cam's Pizzeria, truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Last but not least, by any stretch of the imagination, here is my talk with Brizzly Esteem, H-back for the Syracuse Orange.
Just wanted to talk with you first and foremost kind of about how that H-back position, how you've gotten accustomed to it and gotten comfortable out there, because obviously you're one of the guys that's making a lot of plays.
I mean, I had to learn from Ashton. So by seeing him, what he do, I just put like what he do in my head that I could do it too.
As far as Ashton, I mean, he's been moved out to receiver doing a lot of different things. What did he teach you from what he had at H-back before you got there?
I mean, before I got here, he was teaching me what kind of, like, what the route the H-backs run and stuff like that, and like how to like get a like release at the in the slot and all that stuff.
As far as some of the teams that you've seen this season, you know, Villanova and obviously Central Michigan are two different teams. What have you taken from them, and then what does Maryland look like? Is it totally different or is it similar?
I mean, Villanova, I really like and get to play to my full ability. And Central Michigan, I really came out, and I feel like Maryland is the same as them.
You see a lot of similarities between Central Michigan. What is it about the defense that you think is similar for Central Michigan and Maryland?
I mean, they defense, like, they can't. I don't think they could stop us, to tell the truth. Like, watching the tape, they're a good team, but I don't think they're going to be able to stop us.
And they're returning a bunch of starters for Maryland on that defense, but what makes you feel like they can't stop you? What is it about you and the rest of the offense?
I mean, we practice a lot to get better, and I think, like, our offense is way better than – I don't think they're going to be able to stop our offense.
And when you say that, you look at Terrell Hunt. Obviously, he got taken out of the first game, played full in the second game. What does his leadership do for you?
I mean, T. Hunt taking the leadership, like, it motivates everybody to keep the flow going as we're on the field. That's about it.
When you see him out there and you see him get comfortable and complete a bunch of passes, he completed 11 different receivers. How does that kind of open things up for somebody like you, knowing that he's spreading the ball out everywhere?
I mean, when he spread the ball out everywhere, like, and he completes it, that makes the team, like, as a team, like, we just keep going and, like, we get momentum.
And when you see that momentum, one of the guys that was doing well got over 100 yards, Adonis Amin-Moore. What does he do for this team? I mean, obviously, you have a different style than he does, so what do you take away from him?
I mean, he'll do a lot. When we need a first down, like, when it's like fourth and short, and they let Adonis get in the backfield, and we need a first down, he actually get it. So he helped the team a lot.
Have you ever played with somebody that has his type of style and his body build?
No, I ain't never played with nobody like that.
And then Prince is a little bit different. What did you take away from Prince and what he was able to bring? He had 100 yards in the first game. In the second game, obviously it was Adonis's, but what do you take away from Prince?
I mean, every time we go to practice, I tell Prince that he already know what to do, because I ain't got to tell him, because he be telling me I already know what to do. We both just got that connect.
And then you, off the football field, family is very important to you. You always say that you're thankful to God to wake up another day, a lot of big things that you put out there. What can you say about family and faith and how that's kind of connected you to this team and to be successful?
I mean, I'm real close to God, but family, like, in order for me to see my son, I have to Skype him and stuff. And he's actually coming up here Thursday, so he could go to Maryland game Friday.
And what's it going to be like for you to be able to see your son at that game and have him there with you, even though right now, like you said, you have to Skype with him? When you actually physically get to have him in your presence, what's that going to mean to you?
I mean, it feels great when I'm holding him, because I always text his mom, tell him I miss him and stuff, and I want to see him.
What happened with Maryland that this was the game? Was it just scheduling? It worked out? Or, you know, how does this end up being the game that he comes to?
I mean, my girl's birthday is the 22nd, and she wanted to come up here to come see me play, so she said she's going to come up here for a Maryland game.
There's a lot of people that are watching you, and about your explosiveness, just getting the ball to you and seeing the different things you can do with it. How do you stay humble throughout the whole process, knowing that a lot of people are starting to look at that number 9 and want you to do well, and obviously continuing to support what you're doing?
I mean, it don't really matter what people think. I just come out to play. I just take my ability on the field, and I just come out to play and do my best. And I always put in my head, catch every ball. So
when it's about getting the ball to you, with Ashton Boyle, the similar thing when he was playing H-back, to just get the ball to you, whether it's a short pass, whether you take a handoff, whatever it may be, or they send you downfield, what does it mean to you that George McDonald has made the offense really have you in there in schemes as just get the ball to number 9 and let you go?
I mean, it's a great feeling. They trust me that I could do a lot of stuff, and I trust myself that I could do what they want me to do. Whatever they put me out there to do, I'm going to make it happen.
And the last thing I want to ask you is, what are the areas that you want to work on? There's a lot of things that we can see that are successful in a game, but what do you want to work on? What are you working on in practice that you feel like you'd like to see yourself do better at?
I mean, in practice, I'm doing everything. I'm working on punt return, kick return. After practice, we do ball drills, catch, throw a T-hunt. I'm doing everything. Because come game time, I'm trying to take everything I did in practice to the game.
Punt return, kick return, you haven't gotten one back yet. It doesn't happen a lot for Syracuse in the 21st century to return a punt or a kick. What is that going to mean to you when you finally get that opportunity and you break away and you get that? I mean, is that going to be a special touchdown as opposed to getting one on typical offense?
I mean, it's going to be big. Especially if it didn't happen like here in a little minute, it's going to be big. I'm going to feel great about it.
Irv Phillips, he's back there as well. Richie Desir, what do you think about those guys and their talent?
I mean, they good. Like, I just tell everybody just make plays so we could be successful at the end of the games and play and stuff. I mean, Irv and Richie, they good. They good players.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com. DreissigLady.com. With the Bamboo Line Relaxed Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing, DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com. Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum. Jim Lee created this book, 15 Feet for Free, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport. But at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today. Thank you so much for listening in. To get my prediction on Syracuse and Maryland, as well as Rob Drummond's prediction on Syracuse and Maryland, the two of us went head-to-head on that, as well as the rest of the season, if Syracuse can truly get to the 8 wins that everybody is talking about. You definitely want to listen in to our live show playback from Borio's Restaurant. You can get that on wakeupcalldt.com/Borio-S-restaurant, or you can simply go to the team tab on wakeupcalldt.com and click on Borio's Restaurant, and you'll see the live show playback. The best thing for you to do, instead of having the playback, though, is to be there live at Borio's, getting something to eat, getting something to drink, relaxing with us. We're right in the bar area. You have an opportunity to talk with us, be a part of the show, really get to show us what you think about the Syracuse football team. Allow us to get your opinions, get your thoughts on what Syracuse is doing this season, what they've done in the past, as well as what you think they're capable of doing. We've talked to people of all ages, and I really, really honestly have to thank the community for taking the time that they did, from young kids that come up to us, to dads, to grandfathers, to grandmothers, to the young women that have come up and spoken with us. All ages, all backgrounds have all given us the respect of not only listening into the show, but coming up and sharing their ideas, sharing their thoughts. One of the young kids came up and said Syracuse should have a flea flicker that they should incorporate back into the offense, which they had run before, and they had run it during Rob Drummond's time in the late 80s. Donovan McNabb also ran flea flicker. Ryan Nassib could have been the last one to do it. So Syracuse now looking forward
is that something to put in there? And it was interesting to have somebody come up and say that, and not only to have anybody come up, but to have a young gentleman come up and say, "Hey, it's my favorite play. I love the flea flicker. I'd love to see Syracuse use it." This is also a kid who his whole family backed him up on this, and I trusted his word, but they all said that he said this as well at the end of Syracuse's double overtime game against Villanova, right before they were about to kick, and before the fake play happened and Syracuse was going to go after the field goal, he said that they should fake it and throw it for a touchdown. Riley Dixon got up and threw that touchdown. So I said to the gentleman, they may need you on the side. If you're making decisions like that that are turning into wins, you're thinking that that's something that they should do in that moment. To have someone that has the ability to break down the game and look at different things and make a comment like that, not even being that old and having watched football for less time than a lot of people who are in the Carrier Dome, to see something like that's pretty cool for him to say, hey, you know what, they should run a trick play right now, and sure enough they did, and it won the game. So I'm just saying, I may have met the future coach of the Syracuse Orange, or maybe coach somewhere else in the country, whatever that may be. I told them they might need him to go down on the sidelines and help them out in some of these trick situations, maybe incorporate that flea flicker with George McDonald's offense. But there's nothing better than being able to just relax out at Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, and not only talk with Rob Drummond, who's a friend of mine and someone I respect and always have a good time with, but to also speak with you and hear your stories. Everybody has a story to tell. So I really appreciate those that came out for the live show at Borio's. Make sure you do it. We're there every single Wednesday at 6 p.m., 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, right on Oneida Lake, right on the water. So beautiful. Open all year round. The only day they're not open is Mondays. We're there once again Wednesdays at 6 p.m., so we'll see you out, Rob Drummond and I. We'll see you at Borio's every Wednesday at 6 p.m. We're always talking Syracuse football. We also talked a little bit of Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson, the NFL, the future of football. So make sure you listen in to the show once again by going to the team tab and clicking on Borio's Restaurant, listening there. I thank you so much for listening in to my conversation with the Syracuse Orange players. Plenty more to come on WakeUpCallDT.com and through Dan Totoro Broadcast Media, where sports meets life. It is truly your one-stop sports shop. I thank you for tuning in. Always bringing you the best. Take care and God bless.